feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
I have it on good authority that on Christmas, Andy Fisher is going to sing all four parts of the Gregorian Mass. And that was just a little sampling of his talent with four-part harmony. Good morning. I'm Vin Scalza. This is the extended overnight program here on WNEW-FM, New York. We go right on through until 6 o'clock this morning. I got a toy drum, day 4, December 4, in my my Advent calendar or my Christmas calendar, whatever you care to call it. I opened up day 4 at the stroke of midnight, and not a second before. And I got a drum, so I got like I'm already starting up a band with all these presents under these little doors and windows and stuff. Because I got a trumpet and I got a drum, and I got two mushrooms for inspiration, if you know what I mean.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Tempt Lamentations page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some worn victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. While preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates, and goodness hides behind its gates. But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs, they con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except who to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare, while money doesn't talk it swears, obscenity who really cares, propaganda all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals. I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off. Say, okay, I've had enough. What else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
Jada, steal a bag. I just know he'll get lucky, Jada. steal a bag, I just know he'll get lucky. Steal a bag again.
Subject and said, oh, well, I think it might snow some. So I left him sipping his tea, and I jumped in my chair and rode off to see just why and who could it be this time. Sisters and brothers, daddy's mother standing around crying. When I reached the scene, the flames were making a ghostly whine. So I stood on my horse's back, and I screamed without a breath. I say, oh, baby, why did you burn your brother's house down? So we paint red through the sky. I say the truth is straight ahead, so don't burn yourself instead. Try to learn instead of burn, hear what I say. So I finally rode away, but I'll never forget that day, 'cause when I reached the valley,
plotting going on that night. Cruising time for the young bright lights. Just down past the gas rush by the meat factory door, the Five Lamb boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the punks of the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watching under the yellow street light, he said, tonight, of all nights, it's gonna be a fight, fight. Billy Thornlegged living here in this town,
he said.
Trapped under the sprung line before he was born,
he said.
Hold fast the dust behind all the closed doors, and pus and grime ooze from its scab.
There, for those of you who may have been lulled into a false feeling of happiness and serenity over the weekend, you know, that you got to go back to you got to go back to work today or tomorrow morning, whatever you consider it to be, you know, back to the old rat trap. You had 2 days off, you know. By Sunday night, you may be so mellow that you think the world is all right and that your life is fine, but it ain't. I just want to bring you back down to reality, you know. So, because I hate to see you have your head up in the clouds all the time. The Boomtown Rats, Rat Trap, the title of that one from Tonic for the Troops. Jimi Hendrix before that, House Burning Down. And John Martin from England, relatively unknown here in America, a bit more widely known over in England, John Martin is. That song called I'd Rather Be the Devil, that driving acoustic stuff there with a nice bass line underneath it. I'd Rather Be the Devil, John Martin. Bob Dylan, It's All Right, Ma, and Elvis Costello, Radio. Yeah, 102.7, this is Radio, WNEW-FM, in New York. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. Monty Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
After a most successful train ride of England, the B-Stiff Tour 78 will be pulling into the Bottom Line station December 17th through the 20th. The B-Stiff Tour 78 features Rachel Sweet, Reckless Eric, Lena Lovitch, and Jonah Louie, and they are anxiously awaiting your arrival. In cooperation with Rachel, Reckless, Lena, and Jonah, Stiff Records and Record World Magazine, WNEW-FM will be giving away a Stiff Dozen. That's 14 tickets to each of the 8 shows scheduled at the Bottom Line. We will also be giving away 5 sets of the first 10 Stiff singles, which are no longer available, and also 15 sets of the latest Stiff albums. These albums are on colored vinyl and include Rachel Sweet's Fool Around, Reckless Eric's The Wonderful World Of, Lena Lovitch's Stateless, Jonah Louie's On the Other Hand There's a Fist, and Mickey Jupp's Japanese. For a chance to win any one of these 76 great collector's items, send your name and address on a postcard to Be Stiff, in care of WNEW-FM, 565 Fifth Avenue, New York, 10017. Postcards must be in the mail no later than Saturday, December 9th, and winners will be selected at random. The address once again is Be Stiff, in care of WNEW-FM, 565 Fifth Avenue, New York, 10017. As always, good luck to you, and Be Stiff.
Be Stiff. Thank you, Father Tom. Father Tom, Monty Hall, Crazy Eddie. Well, we're in such delightful company tonight, aren't we? Yes. And Vin Scalza, that's me and you, whoever you are. Be Stiff Tour, coming to the Bottom Line. Great, giving away some tickets and some records and stuff like that. All right. I wonder if they're going to do any disco songs. I wonder if Reckless Eric does any disco in his act, you know, just sort of keep pace with the times. Speaking of disco, I was in a coffee shop the other day, and one of the disco stations was on, and I heard this announcement about a play. Now I don't know if it's a professional thing or an amateur thing. I really sort of heard like half the announcement, but there's evidently somewhere in our area there is a new version of Cinderella, a disco version of Cinderella called what else? Discoella. You know, what started me to thinking that that a lot of old things could be revived and tossed into the grinder, you know, and cranked out as disco adaptations, old movies and books and things like that. You know, it's like they I think maybe they made a mistake with what is it? The ring thing, you know, Lord of the Rings, right? I mean, like, you know, the animated thing and all that. They really shouldn't have. They should have done like a disco, like Lord of the Discos, you know, with John Travolta, you know, could have been playing the Lord or whoever. I don't know anything about that. Or like they could do Bridge Over the River Kwai, you know, great classic film about a prisoner of war camp. You know, during World War II, Bridge over the River Disco with Peter Frampton playing the Alec Guinness part, and Studio 54 playing the part of the prison camp. I mean, I think there's some valuable ideas here. You know, it's like some enterprising young hip groovy producer out there. You know, could clean up. How about one of the great classic works of literature, which was also turned into a beautiful movie with Gregory Peck years ago, Moby Dick, right? Wasn't it Gregory Peck? Wasn't he in that? Or was it Robert Ryan? It doesn't matter who was in Moby Dick. In 1979, which is coming up soon, we'll discoize Moby Dick, and we'll turn it into what else? Disco Dick. With John Travolta as Ahab, and John's brother, what's his name, Joey? Or is it Robert Ryan? I forget which. As Ishmael, and the Bee Gees will play the part of the whale. What do you think? You think we got something here? I mean, we could clean up, you and me. We could forget the groovy hip guy with his, you know, with his open shirt, you know, and all his medallions. Forget him. We don't need him. You and me, we'll do it. We might as well cash in on this thing because everybody else is, you know? Let me think. What else? I don't know about Disco Dick. I don't know if that's going to make it. See, Disco Ella. See, maybe we got to go back to fairy tales. Maybe that's like the best place to find a source of inspiration. I got it. Wait, my God. We'll take Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. All right? And we'll turn it into Snow White and the Village People. It'll star John Travolta, who else, as Snow White, who comes to the big city, right? And he meets up with the village people who live, of course, not in a little cabin in the woods, but at the YMCA.
Have everything for your mental joy. You can hang out with all.
Ferry from his latest album, If I Say It, It's So, before that from Nils Lofgren, and Philip Rambeau from the English album of a number of months back now, thing called Live at the Hope and Anchor, Underground Romance, great song, Philip Rambeau, who sooner or later, one of these days, will perhaps make an album of his own. He has appeared on a number of different collections over the last year and a half or so of you know, various artists on these collections. He has appeared with one song or another, and I'm really impressed by what I've heard so far. Three or four songs from on these collection albums, you know, but nothing of his own yet, as far as I know. I hope he gets around sooner or later to doing something, because he's an intriguing songwriter. Sound that he gets and everything is real nice. Philip Rambeau, Underground Romance, and the Village People opened up this. I love that song, man. That's like, that's so, you know, it's not, I mean, it's a disco song, you know, but it's not even really a disco. So it's like intelligent, you know, and full of humor, and like the words to the verses are all different each time around. I mean, it's like, it's actually a story told in that. So that's such a great song, man, really. And those of you who refuse to listen to it just because it's a disco record and you hate disco music are, you know, you're missing out on something. And that's why I play it every once in a while. You know, you can't be totally blind. I mean, most of us walk around almost totally blind, and that's good, you know, that we do that. Because if our eyes were really wide open, we'd freak out and, you know, we'd split if we really saw what was going on. You know, but on the other hand, if you're totally blind to all this stuff, it's like, You miss out on a little, you know, tiny pleasures of life. YMCA. Yeah, I think that would make a good disco movie. You know, Snow White and the Village People. I think all the ingredients are right there. You know, and we do like a one set film. You know, we just do it at the Y, just one set, like a big room or something like that. You know, so we'd save on production costs and stuff, so we could really clean up. So already, man, there are deals being made on the West Coast. Watch out.
You're always the boss at the boss.
You're the boss.
B-O-S-S, beer, onion, steak, salad. The boss is New York's newest restaurant.
How do you want your steak cooked? Give the boss an order.
Rare.
Medium. Overtime.
Nobody fires a steak like the boss.
You're always the boss at the boss.
I'm the boss?
Are you a beer or wine supporter?
The boss is buying all the beer, wine, or sangria you can drink with dinner.
Let's give the boss his free beer a raise.
The boss spreads his green around at the best salad bar in town. Mix and match all the salad you wanna toss.
With dinner, four different salads, and I can eat all I want.
Thanks, boss.
Thanks, boss.
You're welcome.
We're here and we're waiting to please you.
Cause you're always the boss at the boss.
Beer, onion, steak, salad. The boss goes easy on your paycheck in the theater district and all over town. Get a great steak, all the salad you can eat, and all the beer, wine, or sangria you can drink for only $6.95.
Celebrate this holiday season by sending a message of hope to needy families overseas. You can help feed malnourished children by sending CARE food in the name of a friend. Just send in your holiday gift list with two...
Partaking of... Certain nefarious substances. You know who you are. It's sitting around, you sort of have the radio on in the background, and you sort of every once in a while you listen to something. But what you're mainly doing is like sitting around and rapping, man, you know. And you're solving the problems of the world, you know. It's late Sunday night, and you don't want to end the weekend, so you're just hanging out, you know. And it's like, and you're really getting into it. I mean, you're getting into all those, you know, all these incredible theories of things, you know, conspiracies and the quality of life and the cosmos and all this heavy duty stuff, and the more you get into it, and the more oh wows that are spoken within any given 3 or 4 minute period, the more you're convinced that you're absolutely right. But way in the back of your head, you know that it's just because you've been indulging in certain nefarious substances that this is why all this is coming out. And then in the morning you'll look back and you'll go, psh, boy, did we tie one on last night, right? I just want you to know that no matter how paranoid, no matter how far out, no matter how bizarre any of the theories that have been proposed over the last couple hours while you and your friends have been hanging out together, no matter how stoned out you get in wrapping down the whole nature of being, it ain't anywhere near as bizarre as the truth. I mean, I just want you to, I mean, we'll just go on to other things now, but I just want you to realize that you're on the right track.